This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Kweli, the BKMC. You're now checking out Sarah Love and Mice Diggy show right now.
That's right. You're tuned into FUBARradio.com with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Mice Diggy. I can't believe people are saying it right for once, boy. This is amazing.
It takes a bit of coaching, but yeah, they get there. They get there in the end. And you're dropping the maestro fully. Sounded a bit Arms House, the announcement to drop it.
No. It's not. I'm just trying to get rid of it because there's too many maestros out there
on the Google
that are spelling similar as well. But the only thing is Facebook are making it awkward for me to do it right. But anyway,
politics.
To more important things.
Turn your mic round so we can hear you nice. To the logo. The logo. No. Spin round. while Mice is sorting you out that out for you, we will welcome you to this week's show. We are taking care of you until 6 p.m. right here at FUBARradio.com. Exactly. And as always, we have guests coming through to the show today. Joining us in the studio, we've got some very fine UK artists, including the one and only Greg Blackman, who I'm really looking forward to meeting and hearing all about what Dude Skills has to show. Sounds like multi-talented. And we're going to be bringing you the open mic as always as well, so you're going to hang tight to hear more from that. And you know, every week Mice has got to investigate those burning issues for us too, so I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And officially this time, University Challenge is back.
So, Hip Hop University Challenge.
You know what, there's a presenter on FUBAR Radio who has actually been on University Challenge, and I was kind of jealous of that a bit.
I bet he ain't been on a Hip Hop University Challenge.
No, no. I bet she hasn't either.
I bet he's jealous of that.
I bet she hasn't. But yes, as always, we love hearing from you guys as well. So make sure you hit us up in the studio at hiphop@fubarradio.com. And you can also get us on Twitter at FUBARradio2. So get in touch. But first of all, let's hit you off with some brand new music to warm things up.
This is
As Long As It's Playing, which it isn't. So we'll just go with another joint. Let's see how that plays. And that's not playing either. Never mind.
This is exactly what hip hop loves. It loves the fact that sometimes you want to play yourself, but you can't get played. You know what I mean?
It's
and then
the
Superman comes in. Superman comes in and saves the day, because that's what Superman
AKA
does.
AKA Adam,
the Man of Steel.
So we want to play that track. But yeah, let's see if it. There we go, and we're in. It's FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
Best to get average. Better with pads and raps than making baskets, but still got it mastered. Mistresses meet the master, kissing it. I has it. Lips have been killing niggas since niggas been spitting classics. Venomous with the fixes, vital for idle badges. Midas don't like I'm touching this crisis. I like a plaque with it smack whack. Written's off track with it back. Bugging stacks I eat like snacks. Mills for rap, homie. Skills you lack, track to me like black pills. Rap cookie monsters back if it catch niggas. Track fully rap like the gap fully automatic. All that grab the rack, the bitch is at honey. Hook her up to a brother, put her up on that other. Put a love on my rubber and cookie cutter. A smooth lover, wonder what was under covers when I woke. All my CDs was gone, she left the covers. What the fuck?
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky.
In the mob, don't give me a
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky.
My name is up there, I'm on my God shit. Got lifted below the heavens and ain't stopped since. Mob shit, why should I pimp mob shrimp? A picture worth a million words, I'm gonna stop Clint. Bitch, get your name tag, aim that. Lyrics headed straight to your heart, you need a vein slap. I took the game, now I'm here to get that fame back. It's really way too many lames trying to claim rap. Rugged and powerful, hustling without a group manager. Label a budget, fuck the shit out of loops. Fuck it, born and busted, what could a condom do? Nothing. Fucking around, I ain't a prostitute. Pumping underground with my partners. Hoop me up, I got lots to do. Run
running errands or in yachts shoes. Hop guy hip and drop the new from out the blue. Outclassed and out rap niggas, now I'm out for you. Black. Giving a shout out to my child and another shot for anybody trying to do his foul. The truest now in the truest thing. You were saying you a lie. I should lick you in your eyes when you spit. Turn the sky different tint. When I'm pissed, bitch, tint. This is my house, I'm at. This is my cloud, bitch. On my brand new heavies, eating my veggies and grits. Ready to pimp. Stay ready, we gotta get ready to scream.
I'm so hot as I can reach for the sky. I'm so hot as I can reach for the sky. I'm so hot as I can reach for the sky.
Hit them up.
I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can reach for the sky. I'm so high that I can kiss the sky.
Blue. I still think he's super talented MC. That one's featuring DJ Revolution. It's the Lodge Professor remix of Kiss the Sky. You're locked into FUBAR Radio, and this is hip hop right here. And last week I was away, and I got to hear you and Chu keeping things nice and warm here. Yeah, how was the show?
How was your trip then? How did you get on?
It was pretty hectic, but yeah. And then I literally stepped off the aeroplane this morning at 6 a.m. But haven't managed to sleep yet, so I think I'm still kind of floating a bit. So yeah, you have to keep it.
You're still on South Africa time, basically.
Yeah, well, it's only 2 hours different, but but yeah, it's just funny how even just that small difference of time, you still feel.
Yeah, but
mesh.
It's also the atmosphere, and you know, you're traveling through time zones as well, no? Or you're not?
Only 2 hours different. So yeah, but you fly 11 hours.
Yeah, so you
yeah,
do travel
flying from South
zone.
Africa to yeah. here. It's like an 11-hour flight, but yeah, they're only 2 hours ahead. But no, Chu sounded good last week. It was nice to have one of the brothers up in the building.
Yeah, Chu held me down, man. You know, I felt lonely, I can't lie, and then Chu came and helped me out. And it was good, man. We got through quite a bit of nonsense as well, as usual. Handled it, big ups. I'm not sure if you heard about it, but Sir Paul McCartney, he deserved it for what he did, you know, so many years ago.
so he deserved it for getting out of going to prison.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big thing, man. In Japan, you know, if you get caught for weed, that's it.
Yeah.
You might get fingers, toes, balls cut off or something, but he managed to get away with it. And he carried on. He carried on going back with taking bits and bobs with him.
Yeah, they didn't want the wrath of the world against them and all Beatles fans
that's
against them.
Royalty like, there.
But I thought, you know, it was only right that you and Chu got a...
Big up!
Really? your show last week. No, it sounded very fresh. I was able to tune in some of it from South Africa. So that was very cool. And also, every week, we have like our regular features, including Mice Investigate. We bring you guests each week. We have Are You Taking the Piss? So you're going to have to hold tight for that. That's the part of the show where you guys get to vent about the things that, you know, vexed you in this week. But I also think it's important that we start off, you know, with the positivity as well.
I think, you know, being that it's the first of the month, a lot of people are going to be pissed off. It's a hard time to, you know, you might have just got paid and then just paid all your bills and that. So this is what we're here to do, is lighten up the day. Sarah always has a big up. Who are we bigging up this time?
Well, first of all, I thought, you know, let's just send a quick
big up.
But to a man like Terry Wogan.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Terry Wogan, man.
Oh, Terry Wogan, man. That's young to me. 77 is young.
It's young. I mean, he's done a lot, though. He's done a lot in his time. So, you know, in terms of, like, I think 77 is a good age. You know, if you've lasted that long, you've done pretty well. There's a time
Aren't
when you
Ghanaian?
Would, yeah, but you wouldn't last past 30. There was a time when you wouldn't even last past 30, you know? But now, and think about, like, the era that he's come from as well. He's come from an era where people weren't really... looking after themselves that well. Do you know what I mean?
I guess so.
I don't know what he's done. You know, what did he pass away from?
Cancer.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like 90%, more than 90% of cancer, there's many, many different types of cancers. More than 90% of cancers are lifestyle caused. So that's to do with like diet, you know, activity, all that kind of thing. So, you know, this is what our generation is going to be dealing with in the future. When you think earlier generation, they were much more active, not eating like crap like people eat these days.
Yeah, and I think it's easy for people to eat crap now because the crap, it's like, oh, you're quick, you get your quick, oh, you don't have to worry about it being
makes
made, we
sick.
Made it for you, you know, you eat your frankfurters.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, there's so much shit out there now that people don't realise it's a long-term effect of, you know, you could eventually you'll develop cancer because you're just putting this shit in your body non-stop. And so that's why I feel like, you know, making it to 77, he's done well. There are some people that are like now, I think, like you're saying, our generation are probably going to die quicker because of the amount of bullshit that people are putting, not just in their body, but on their body as well, which gets absorbed.
You know, you've got this booming diabetes, booming obesity. One in three kids under 12 is overweight or obese.
He's a fat mother lover.
This is
crazy.
The first generation ever to do exercise for leisure.
Wow.
You know, this is not how our bodies have been built to make. And then people think like going to Nando's, that's like some, you know, gourmet experience.
Yeah.
There ain't no chef in Nando's. There ain't no chef in MacD's. You know, it makes me sick. But no, anyway, we digress.
Yeah,
but as I was, because I only heard about that this morning, I was like, oh, bless him. And he also wanted to out, what's his face as well? Jimmy Savile, apparently. So, you know, it just
shows
you.
They said that now that he's passed away, they've said that.
Well, this is what on one of the reports that I saw, it was saying, that he was. So I don't know about all the forces behind the scenes going on there. But, you know, this is what that whole inquiry was all about anyway. But back to the positivity.
Yes. So who are we bigging
and
up
the
this
bigging
week?
Up. No, so like I say, this week, this last week I was away and I was in South Africa. And, you know, to me, it was just a trip to be out there. I mean, I think in this last week or so, I probably didn't see more than 30 white people.
Serious?
And that's in an African country that has quite a large white population kind of thing. So it was like, you know,
it's not really mixed out there like how, you know, I was with this South African girl on the weekend, you know, an Afrikaan, but she made it out like, you know.
No, you've got like
it's
many.
All mixed and
yeah, but then it just depends which areas you're in, isn't it? So, and then you still have like quite racially segregated, you know, areas are still very racially segregated
still
and
lot,
stuff.
Lot,
but
and
then, yeah, but I mean, you have a massive like Indian population in South Africa. Like I was saying last week, there's a lot of Chinese people in South Africa now.
Chinese as well.
Yeah, because like, there's like big Chinese investment going into South Africa at the moment.
Actually,
so that's a growing population too. And then, there's like the Afrikaans, who they're descended from the Dutch. So you have people who are descended from British, and you obviously got like indigenous African people there who are like many different tribes and things. Then you've got the people like me who would be labeled colored and stuff, so all the mixed people and everything. So no, you've got lots of different races, like in Australia, how they say, yeah, but it's so multicultural here. Yes, but is it really like integrated like that? It's not. It depends where you go, kind of thing. But you know what was so amazing about it was just like feeling how culturally rich like South Africa is. And and that's the beautiful thing about what Mandela did too, because, you know, he was just like saying it isn't about like us differentiating between race, we're all South Africans kind of thing.
Okay,
and then you
just
feel this, that it's just so refreshing being there. Just the music you hear just on every other corner is just so, it just made me feel how just bland so much music you hear like in the West is, man.
No, just put a bit of salt and vinegar on there. It's lovely. It's lovely.
No, there's obviously
a bit of black
like
pepper on there. You're all right.
There's obviously great music coming out of America and stuff. And you know, the other thing that tripped me out is like how you still see kids playing in the street. So seeing kids playing in the street out there, like, it just made me realise how you don't see that anymore here. Cause
it's cold out here, though. Them kids ain't going to be out
come
there
on, you know
street.
We were playing in the street.
I was summertime,
playing
though.
You were playing in the street. No, because, again, this is why kids are so fat now, because they're inside looking at a computer screen.
Or outside looking at a damn iPad screen or smartphone screen.
But most kids are just isolated, sat in their room after school looking at their phone. You know, I saw like hopscotch on the floor. When was the last time you saw hopscotch? I couldn't. Yeah, and then yeah. I saw the numbers.
Surprised. When you see it, you're surprised. You're yeah. Like, oh, wow.
And when I saw the numbers, I was like, hold on, how does it work again? Hopscotch. That's how long it is since I've even seen hopscotch.
Sarah tried to hopscotch down probably. John Burke Street.
Probably. And then the other thing, just community, like sense of community, where it's like, you know, old woman down the street will look out for, you know, if we'll check kids in the street who are doing something naughty and the kids will listen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, discipline, right?
And just respect for elders, all of this kind of sense of community that is just like something that it's if kids, this younger generation now, I don't think they even have experienced that.
So why do you think it is like that out there more so than here? What would you say are the fundamentals that are missing?
Well,
yeah, here.
Definitely a lot of it is to do, like, you know, the average family in the hood in South Africa.
They beat their kids. I'll block you.
No. See, that's the West African accent. South African accent's difficult to do, man.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
And not the Afrikaans accent, the proper South African. I've grown up with South Africans, so I can't even do it.
Oh, see.
Yes, yeah, so but it's lots of like rolling your R's and everything. But no, I mean, like with the average like family in the hood, they can't afford a dumb phone for the kids, sorry, a smartphone for their kids and things. So you got to get creative and find toys and so you and ways to play with, you know, out in the street.
I know this is just a rubber band, but I could do something with this shit.
Get hours of entertainment out of that.
Hey, Bob, look what I did with the rubber band, man. He made a car.
You know, and so it's like just even simple things like that where I just think it's a shame because, you know, otherwise, what kind of experience are you having just like sat in your bedroom on your own looking at your phone, man? Like, you that ain't growing a community. Then you don't get to know your neighbours. Or, for example, a neighbour will knock on your door. Instantly, you let them in, you offer them a cup of tea.
Serious? Out there, you could do that?
Yeah, like, imagine you knocked on your neighbour's door here. They wouldn't even let you in the house.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, that would be odd to let your neighbour in the house.
Yeah. If you didn't know them, especially.
Yeah, like, people look out for each other. Oh, hold on, I see something unusual happening down there. Let's check up on that person, all these sorts of things, you know? Like, that's the way we're meant to live, isn't it? Like, not today where we just keep ourselves to ourselves. Like, it's just, to me, it's just a shame. That's all that I meant. But that wasn't even my big up. My big up.
Yeah, who are we bigging up?
This week was really just about the amazing music scene that's in South Africa. That definitely deserves a
big up, big up.
And in particular, the house scene out there. There's so much dope house music. It's got to be one of the most exciting house scenes that like must be popping off in the world at the moment.
Is it like a new thing or how long has it been going?
Well, I think it's been big for a while because it's so much similar to a lot of the traditional African music. So that's why people have connected with it. And then a lot of the artists there have just gone on to be really successful in other parts of the world and inspiring, you know, house artists from all over and stuff. And so there's artists like this DJ Kent. He's an art producer, DJ from Soweto, which is like one of the southwestern township in Johannesburg. You've got these interesting a cappella groups. There's one called The Soil, Black Motion. Like, these are all just people who are just fusing like African sounds with like Western sounds and stuff. And it's got that soul. But there's this one artist, Black Coffee, that I came across. He's a South African.
So just to confirm, so it's like Afro house more so than just like
No, I mean, they call it South African house kind of thing, but then,
you know, like Afro house has got more, there's a more soulful, more tribal vibe to it than,
yeah, I guess that's kind of like, you know, that's us Europeans giving it a name, but to them, they wouldn't call it Afro house. To them, they're like, this is just like our house music sort of thing. But then I guess because I don't know whether, I guess that's also the problem with the term something like world music or urban music. Like, urban music is jungle, it's drum and bass, it's R&B, it's this, you know, and you're just putting everything under one umbrella. Whereas, like, I don't know whether definitely all the different kinds of house coming out of Africa, whether they all, you know, categorize themselves as Afro house or whatever.
Oh, no, but I doubt they do. To them, like you said, it's probably just house, but it's like, for, you know, there's like, there's some house music that I don't get, I don't really understand, but say Latin house, I get more, or Afro house, I get more, you know, so just to kind of put it in a category, even though we're probably not meant to, but.
Yeah, but this is why it's important to, for so people get to know, isn't it? So there's this one artist, he's like been super successful. He's called Black Coffee. And I thought, I know we're primarily a hip-hop show, but, you know, music is just arranging sounds in a creative way. So I'm going to bring you some of that flavour from this artist, Black Coffee. He's South African from the Eastern Cape. He's, like, multi-award-winning record producer, DJ. He's released, like, 5 albums. I think he started in, like, 1994, this guy, and set up his own Johannesburg-based record label called Soulistic Music. And he's probably, Soulistic, baby. And he's probably one of the most influential current like artists in Africa at the moment, really.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and I think he had his major break was 2004. He took part in the Red Bull Music Academy, which was held in Cape Town that year. And Red Bull Music Academy, they normally bring like key artists from all over the world together and they all hook up and make cool things happen. And in September just gone, he won Breakthrough DJ of the Year award at the DJ Awards in Ibiza. A few weeks after the release of his 5th studio album, that was. This track was definitely something that I was hearing quite a lot while I was out there this time. And in fact, there we go. So this is a little flavor like South African house. This is called We Dance Again. This is, the artist is called Black Coffee, and this features vocalist Nakane Touré on this one. So yeah, keep it locked right here. It's FUBAR Radio. This is some of that South African house flavor for you with Sarah Love and My Stiggy. bit different for your Mondays.
That was all right there, I'll tell you that right
but
now.
But that's what I'm saying, like, for the South African house movement, really, they're inspiring a lot of, like, the European house producers, American house producers. Remember them days when we used to call it Soulful House and Garage?
That's the thing. This is what you'd call something like Soulful House and then Garage. And I'm not even an expert on it. I'd get baffled myself with what's what, but... Garage, you could kind of tell, is like that. It's got that two-steppy vibe, you know, like pigeon pecking.
Oh no, beats. But I just remember them days when it was like Soulful House and Garage, like before. Where, like, I mean, in the early mid nineties, when it was still. Because then I don't know when the Speed Garage thing came out, but we definitely weren't calling it that in the 90s. Anyway, that track, last track, was Black Coffee. That's a bit of flavour straight from South Africa.
See, it's
for
quite
you.
Mellow as well. I was expecting to hear like more harder. Sounding, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely like there's a lot of that's what's dope out there as well. You've just got so much variety, kind of thing, and just a lot of soul, a lot of talent in South Africa. So there's definitely some ill scenes to keep in touch with.
And is that would you say that at the moment then the house scene is doing more than the sort of hip hop scene out there, like the rap world, or?
Oh, for years, house has been massive out there. Yeah, because and then you've got like Kwaito, which is a big scene that's even like more sort. African rhythm, like house, but even stronger African rhythm sort of thing, and then like vocal bass too. And so you've got but for a long time, because that's more, it's very similar to like the traditional music of South Africa. That's why like for them they connect very deeply with house, whereas like all the hip hop stuff is much, you know, that's a more little bit Western. More novelty, more novel kind of emergence for them sort of thing, whereas it's just slots in to music people. That's always been in South Africa, you know. So it's interesting out there, but you are tuned in to foodbarradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love, and right about now it's another really important part of the show where I really look forward to hearing all about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you down to the Food Bar Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need, you mother lovers. That's right. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, My Sack Hayes. Sorry about that right there. And we want to make sure that everybody out there is with us on this investigation, because nobody does it like this mother. Shut your mouth. Hey, I was about to say mother lover. You're damn right. So this week, man, over the weekend anyway, I was watching a few different movies because I was a bit wounded, so I needed to rest myself. And
party
the only
wounded
way I could
or...
do it. No, training wounded.
Okay.
I don't party anymore. No one don't invite me out.
No.
Yeah, for some reason I don't get invited anywhere. I don't know what it is. I cramp people's style.
You
my forehead might shine
out.
Too much.
You gotta take yourself out. You can't be waiting for people.
That's what
you.
I do. That's what I do. I just go out random places now where no one knows who I am and no one wants to talk to me. So
to the golf club.
It's comfortable, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was watching this film called Joy. I don't know if you've seen it yet. With you know the girl who looks like she looks like what everybody, plastic surgeons, try and model their patients on.
Oh, Jesus.
Like she looks like she's got plastic surgery, but I think she naturally looks like that. Jennifer Lawrence, is that right? She kind of looks,
or she just got hardcore contouring, like mask type,
like
makeup
not,
going on.
It's like anti-contour. It's just round.
Alien.
Yeah, you know, and she don't look bad, but it doesn't look. There's something about her face that doesn't move too much.
It's called like 17 layers of makeup that takes 17 hours to put on.
Or
I think that's the look.
She went to the Keanu Reeves school of not too many expressions or something like that. Anyway, but yeah, this film called Joy. It's about she was a girl at the time, I guess, a young lady. Joy, what was her name? Joy Mangana or something like that.
No, I don't.
I can't even remember what her name was.
Mm-hmm.
But she was an inventor.
Okay.
Like, she spent quite a bit. Regular, you know, she's quite regular. She wasn't like some crazy Einstein-y looking, you know. It was just like a regular lady, but she decided she wanted to start inventing things. She wanted to... She invented this. Yeah, no spoilers, by the way. If you're worried about the spoilers, start humming to yourself and don't listen to the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake telling you this and that. But yeah.
like she invents something.
She invented a mop or some.
So it's a real life story.
Yeah, it's a real life story. Okay. You know when you know QVC when that started.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it had a
there something was a deep behind it.
Deeper
than we just want your money.
I buy it
some
shit.
Plastic crap.
And so you know it got me thinking, man. Why if I could, what would I be? What would I invented? Because she done really well. She went through a hard struggle, a lot of borrowing money, spending money, losing money, you know, but in the end, she done really well for herself.
Okay.
And so it made me wonder, like, what, if I could do it, what would I invent? Would it be like the backhand slapper? You know what I mean? You just press a button when someone says something stupid. Or would it be the foot in your ass button?
Mama's foot in your ass button.
Yeah, boy. My mum invented that for sure, boy. She invented the frying pan over your head button, I'll tell you that. So that knocked a lot of sense into me. So I want to find out from all our listeners out there. Please hit us up at FUBAR Radio on Twitter and hiphop@fubarradio.com. And please let us know, what do you wish you had invented? That's right. What do you wish you had invented? I'm sure you lot out there, some creative mother lovers, going to come back with some crazy shit. So I need to find that out because it's real serious.
Well, definitely. I'm feeling wounded right now from traveling and not having any sleep and all that kind of madness. So I straight off know what I would wish I had invented. The teleportation device. Like, how have they not invented that?
Yeah, that's kind of weird that we ain't got that. Like, you can fly to the moon.
It's a liberty. Like, we need to, like, put a lawsuit against someone or something. Like, how are they lying to us and not bringing this out yet?
Someone's got it.
Teleportation, sure got exactly. It. You know someone's got that. David Cameron or someone like that, evil, has got it.
Yeah. You know what? I would not put it past someone like that having one of them shits.
So, man. I guess it hasn't even necessarily got to be something that's been invented yet. Maybe you've got an idea for an invention.
Exactly. No, you don't. It could be something. Exactly. Just share your ideas because we're all trying to make it, man. Don't worry.
We'll share half, the love.
We'll half the patent.
Yeah, yeah. We'll only take 51% of the royalties. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. What do you wish you had invented? Yeah. Hit us up, listeners. We want to know. And I think our homeboy, Black Twang, I've got something for you right now from him. This is brand new from Black Twang. This track is called Panther. Remember, get in touch. You can get us on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love and at Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI on Twitter. What do you wish you had invented? It's FUBAR.
For the muffins, it's not about the motherfucking money. That's what's turning zombies. Some of us want what we don't need. I try to give you what you need, but you don't want it. So know the 10-point program and the slogan. Power to the people, putting power in our own hands. Each one teach one, be your own man. So we don't bang against our own gang. Identify your strengths and the weaknesses in our community, supporting local businesses. That's the way we're gonna break the cycle. First animal instinct is survival. I'm at my brother's keeper, no, but I'm reliable. I just tell it like it is, why would I lie to you? Blind leading the blind, calling it banter. I think it's time for a new Black Panther.
Leadership to the people's revolution so we can take this country and change it. Turn it upside down and put the last first and the first last. Not only for Black people, but for all people.
Is a panther, an animal that kills. Is a panther, an animal that kills. Is a panther, an animal that kills. A panther kills. A panther kills. A panther. 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 Panther.
What is a panther though, Sarah?
What is a panther?
That's what you really gotta wonder. What the fuck is a panther?
Isn't it?
Is it? Oh yeah, actually it is.
It's
an animal that kills.
It is.
Why do we never see, like, we don't see enough about panthers though? That's the worrying thing, you know? It's always about the tiger or the lion.
I know.
Or the, even cheetahs don't really get as much love. Leopards are the other. They're the only three that really get love in terms of the wild cats world.
They're why getting is that? Huh?
Some racist shit going on there.
Cat racism. Cat racism.
Is it
because
the panther's black? Huh?
No, definitely check out that brand new Black Twang EP. Some really, really dope tunes on there. And some of them we've played on previous shows, so you can listen back to all of those at foodbarradio.com/hiphop. Hit it up. We've got some ill interviews up there from previous weeks too. And like we say every week, Mice has got important questions to ask you guys. And this week we're talking about, like, what do you wish you had invented?
See, and we've got a couple people hit us up letting us know. And I like this. This is Justin. Justin has said, it is Justin, it's not Justine. Okay. Anyway, even if it is Justine, this is what Justine sounds like. I'd like to have invented a self-filling cup. Whenever my tea is run out, I push a button and bam, more tea in the mug.
Damn.
See?
Damn.
That's creative
tea
right
fiends.
There.
That is creative.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of British people who are going to be like, damn, that's a good one. I want that.
Yeah.
And Hit up Tetley, man. Hit up Tetley.
No, Tetley ain't going to cover that shit yet. That's just like the teleportation. I'm sure someone in Tetley has that already and they just don't want to let
it
off.
Yeah, they're
yet.
Just keeping it amongst themselves.
Nah,
them,
we'll
the
wait.
Queen. They got it. You know the Queen ain't dealing with jet lag.
And Nick in Sutton, he said, hey, I wish I'd invented the frozen yogurt. I'd have been a millionaire as the hipsters have fully embraced it. That sort of makes me hate it a bit now.
Just automatically anything that you feel is hipster related.
That's
that was actually something else. Didn't see any hipsters in South Africa either.
No?
Just soulful people, man. No, but no.
No tight jeans.
No, plenty of tight jeans.
Oh.
But no one trying too hard, basically.
Okay.
But what is it with frozen yogurt? I don't get it. Why are people so hyped on frozen yogurt? Nick, hit us back. Hit us back in the studio.
Well, he's not a hipster. He's already said he actually hates it a bit now. But hey, if it makes you money, Nick, that's all that matters. Apparently, that's all that matters in this world now.
As long as it makes you money.
Yeah, whether you hate it or not. I'm sure there are a bunch of people making stuff they don't really like, but, you know, it's making them rich.
Isn't it, man?
Yeah, so hit us up with more answers on that. What do you wish you had invented? at Fubar Radio on Twitter or hiphop at fubarradio.com and let us know, mother lovers.
What do you wish you invented, Mice?
What do I wish I invented? Probably the forehead matter. Because sometimes, sometimes I don't even realize that I'm blinging, like my forehead's shining in a way. And people, then I'm talking to people and they're looking above my, you know, like you're meant to be looking eye level.
They're checking their makeup in your forehead.
Yeah, and they're looking at, I'm like, what's they looking about there? Then I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh shit, someone give me some sunglasses, boy. So yeah, maybe that.
No, they already invented matter. That. It's called a hanky.
Nah,
you
but
keep it, a hanky
there's
or
a matter. Swap. When I'm on set, when we're doing filming stuff, someone comes along and goes, oh yeah, let me just, I'll just mat this out for you. Oh,
okay,
yeah, yeah. Be careful
I
how
see.
You say that,
so
bitch.
You need
but I say bitch under my breath because I don't want to.
But you need a person you can carry around in your pocket just to keep an eye on.
Yeah,
the
or
forehead
just
that,
some form of hat that I could just put on and it's like, bam. You know what I mean? I'm going to use that term there. Bam.
Bam.
Next
that's
minute,
what it'd be called.
Then it's just mats.
But I swear you see like people who have the
little hanky.
Yes, the silk
handkerchief.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I roll,
and
I roll
tuck
with
it.
A little.
So they're still finessing the hanky in the top pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're looking fly and it's practical.
So I need to invent a top pocket for my little
streetwear.
Yeah,
got to get that old school vibe going. The one I wish I invented, another one where I'm just like, what's going on? Hoverboard.
Ooh.
And how they're trying to make out these things going around now are hoverboards. Yeah. Don't try and lie to us.
You know what? Apparently they did it because,
Back to the Future.
It was like the anniversary or whatever, innit?
So
but
they
I
would
think,
like the pressure.
Is it Lexus? I think Lexus have actually made a hoverboard, but they can't put it out yet because it's still
dangerous.
Because
it's just for the Queen.
Well, yeah.
And Prince Philip.
Yeah. It's for the same mother lover that's fucking... He's got the... transportation device. Yeah, teleportation device.
They're just living
like,
the good life.
Let me hold this as well. We'll keep that there. And the self-filling mug.
No, I'm not even convinced the hoverboard is possible. No, because you see, they have those ones on water now.
Yeah.
They have
I think that's
but
the Lexus
just
one.
Just looks plain dangerous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Not, and you can't
they're
even go
yet.
Anywhere. You just go up, crash. Like, it's just vertical and then crash into the water.
Yeah.
It's not like it's... That's just a lie too. But yeah, how they just keep trying to say those things at hoverboards that are around that. Now, you know, the other one that I really loved though was I've got a jacket from Dave Chappelle. Do you remember? He's like, from the company that bought you the home stenographer. Where it's like...
Oh, with the dude that's like...
He's typing
down everything for your relationship problems. Like, no, you actually, what you did say was...
Stenographer, can you read that back?
Yeah.
So the home stenographer.
Idea.
Yeah, wow. I think that definitely... teleportation, that was... I need that.
Mm.
Please, just
That'll
hook it
handy.
Up. That just needs to be prioritised above, like, cure
It'll be
for
perfect
AIDS,
for double
all of
bookings.
These things.
You know, like, the other week I had to... You know, I got asked to do two gigs and... I couldn't do them both because it was like, nah, you're not going to make it in time. But if I had the teleportation device,
bang,
ooh,
be making
I'd be
that money.
Up that paper, babe, you know what I'm saying?
Be spending
I'd
that paper.
Making
too.
It rain in this bitch.
Be spending that paper as well on the teleportation. Yeah. So let us know. You know what else we're going to have coming up very soon?
What's that? Dun, dun, dun.
Hip Hop University.
Challenge.
But I have to tell you that I'm not on form today. As every week, I'm not on form
today.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. I'm never on form either, but I'm sure I'm going to whoop that ass, though.
So, so keep a lot of that. But keep your messages coming through to us about what you wish you had invented. You've got some very good suggestions so far. So, yeah, we'll get into some more of those after this next track. Let's go stateside for this next cut. Something brand new from Diamond D. He's got an album out called The Dime Piece. This cut features Talib Kweli, Elzai and Sky Zoo on it. It's foodbarradio.com. You're locked into Sarah Love and Mice Diggy till 6.
Yeah.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? Fuck.
Rock canary cuts where the snitches get stitches because they cut canaries. I'm very blunt, but words are fierce. Stuff is heavy. Trust you got virgin ears, then I'm busting cherries. Strawberry blunts, got them coughing. MC steady front, I got them coughing.
My nigga, where's the love?
Step into
where's
my office.
Love?
For those who don't know, they don't show no love and keep it secret so I won't know. I'm so passionate, my presence make you insecure. These whack questions get flipped back on
compliment to viewers, they like to describe yourself. I'm like, this your job. Ain't you describe yourself? These niggas lazy, guy. We stay involved, we off the books like librarians. They beef like vegetarians, civilizing barbarians. I'm vilified like a villain, it's so nefarious. The chariots of fire, a freedom fighter like Harriet.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know. I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? Fuck.
I don't know. I don't know.
My nigga,
if you really love me, let me know and show that you appreciate me. Cause life hasn't been too easy lately. It's down in the dump smoking, sipping on cups of Crown, going through these ups and downs like jump roping. Thinking I should've listened when they suggested I learn to trade, go to school, read a book, earn a grade, and then return your pay. Instead of dealing with promoters that are janky, coming off a flight, trying to be polite, but I'm cranky cause they didn't pick me up. Hotel far from swanky and they full of sob stories like they bout to yank the hanky. Yet the show still go on and they thank me, but fuck them, just to put it frankly. And if you really love me, let me know. I'm sick of the guessing, I should be who y'all pick or requesting. Imagine if you put your heart in this and it's ripped apart from the start finish. It would feel like they was kicking your chest in.
Where's the love? Where's the love? Where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know, I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
With a love that we was just hearing fuck of. Blood on the leaves to lead you to where we was. We both now and never like we was comparing drugs. Our heartbeat ain't the same, so it ain't no comparing us. With a love, with a stand tall next to you by any means. I was there for heavy frame, tell them pick a scene. And when it get to me, consider it past tense. If I gave you my word, then you don't gotta ask if. If they don't live it the same, then cut they living off. Cause right or wrong, I showed you what I was living for. In the dark when they was talking bulks and padlocks, I overcharge y'all for the have-nots. I pay it forward. The best that it's wonder you do the math. My approach too nice on the beat and they call it crass. The irony or whatever should come with it. But I forever look in the mirror and love the vision. With a love, eh?
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
Fuck. Where's the love? Where's the love? Where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga,
Diamond D Production, nigga, check that album out, The Dime Piece. He's got some really ill features on there. Yeah. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio and we've been asking you guys, well, Mice has been investigating this week.
Yeah, I've been investigating. What do you wish you had invented? And some of you that have really come up with some creative stuff that I think I might have to go and chat to my friend who does this type of... Alright, I'm chatting shit. But anyway, shout to Gil in Sussex. Gil? Yeah, it is Gil, because Jill would be with a J. Gil says, "Hey Sarah and Mice Diggy, I'd like to invent a way for me to have a tap filled with wine at home so I don't have to go to a shop or a pub to get some more. I don't need water, but I do need wine."
Damn.
I feel your pain, Gil. I feel you. That's a good idea, though.
I need a way to help my alcoholism.
Yeah, yeah.
I think lots of people are going to be like, yeah.
Grace in, well, she hasn't said where, but Grace has said, "I need someone to invent a stylist mirror. Oh, mirror. Where I stand in the mirror and then I can choose from different outfits and what to wear." All right, Sarah likes that one.
Did you say that's Grace?
Yeah, Grace. Oh, you know
Grace.
Can
I tell you, Grace, I came up with a really good idea. This is how sad my life really is. But it's actually a really good idea because I have an obscene amount of shoes. And and trainers, kicks, sneakers, whatever you want to call them.
I'll confirm that. Sarah will look at your shoes before she looks at you when
no.
she's greeting you. She's one of them people who greet you with a hello
no.
to your shoes first and then go, "Oh, hey, how you doing?"
No. No. If I like your shoes, I'm definitely going to do a double take. So I'm like, "Oh, what are you sporting? I need to get a pair of those." But no, it's definitely a bit of an addiction. But then, you know, you got to make sure that you're like, it's hard to remember. When you have a ridiculous amount of shoes, it's hard to remember what you've got.
A ridiculous amount, you know? Yeah, nah,
no,
I ain't going to lie.
Obscene.
I don't have a ridiculous amount, but I do forget. So I was like, "Oh, shit, I've still got these."
I know. Yeah. And then you're like, but then that's quite a nice feeling too. And you're like, "Oh, fresh kicks." But yeah, no. So I've been giving away a lot of things recently because I'm like, need to free myself of all this stuff. But no, do you know what I did?
Walking around barefoot.
Because do you remember that? Do you remember? I actually thought of this but not realizing that it was in that film Clueless with that nutty girl Stacey Dash.
Oh, wait, let's not even.
She needs help.
What's
you know what?
Her,
let
man?
Me just add her to later in the show, okay?
Yeah.
Because coming up later in the show, we have Are You Taking the Piss? That's the part of the show where you guys get to vent about things that just Ooh. This week have made you say, what?
Are you taking a piss?
Exactly. So we'll deal with her later in the show. But no, what my invention was, Grace, was I've actually taken a picture of all of my shoes and then I save them in my computer with the colour. Because then
the
I'm
colour.
Like, yeah. Because then I'm just like, damn, but I need some shoes with purple on.
Later, you must have pure shoes from time you got it. From time you what? So you basically form a chart, a colour chart to coordinate. So you're
a
like,
catalog.
All right, I'm yellow. Today's yellow. What have I got in yellow? And then well, it's
yeah, no, because like you just do a search in the computer.
Yeah, search in the computer. You basically your little in-house Google for Sarah Love Traders.
Yeah. Otherwise you forget.
Jesus.
Otherwise you forget.
That's too much, man. And then what? Do you have to like climb over like loads of boxes? Is it like the warehouse? The Sarah Love warehouse.
This is getting really embarrassing.
That's crazy, man.
No, because then you have to like the way you store your shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you
when
know
you're talking
you've got
about
to store
story.
Them in
certain. As soon as, look, most people
oh,
just
God.
Like put their stuff in the, you know,
corner.
You just hang it up or, yeah, you just put it in the corner. When you're talking about storing, you might have a problem there, Sarah.
It's true. But then it makes your day go quicker. It helps your day. Otherwise, you're like spending time rooting around looking for X, Y, Z. And it's like, no, it's like, actually, do you know what I think this is called? It's called OCD. That's what
yeah,
it's actually called.
It's called a first
world
problem.
Yeah,
that's
I need help.
Is.
But yeah, so Grace, that's my tip for you. Take a picture of all your shoes and then you're halfway there. No, because remember in the film Clueless, she had like the digital wardrobe where she could scan
days.
Through like the jacket. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, guys. Welcome to my sad
yeah,
world.
So she wants to choose her outfits. So I guess, yeah, maybe she should just take pictures of all her outfits, put them in a... What would you do? Like a spreadsheet.
Jackets. A spreadsheet. No, it's a photo album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
And then we've got one last one here from Sam. Sam says, this is a good one. Sam says, I wish I invented rap and I wish I could rap.
Aww.
Whoever did is a don. Love your show and hearing the rappers on the open mic doing their thing. Thanks, Sam.
Oh,
we appreciate
Sam,
that.
That is so good. Well, we can tell you a lot about who invented rap and the history of
yeah,
hip-hop.
That's a whole
and
nother
school
show
you.
Right
that's
there.
Why we have Hip Hop University
Challenge.
That is coming up very, very soon. So keep it locked. And we've got the open mic coming up later in the show too. We've got some very talented artists coming
yeah, we got
into
something
the studio.
Different for you this
yes.
week.
We've been mixing it up. We had some South African house at the beginning of the show. We've got like some vocals. We've got flavors from all over UK, US, all of this good stuff. And coming up right after this, we are going to be getting into a really key part of the show that you guys can join in too. Let us know how you get on. Maybe you guys will beat us at Hip Hop University Challenge. That's coming up next.
Harriet Rose.
I'm Harriet Rose. My brand new show starts on Tuesday, 1 till 4. I'll be bringing you the hottest new music around. Plus, we're going to be chatting to the artist, hearing live performances and reviewing, well, just about anything. So don't forget to listen. See you next Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Harriet Rose.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Hip-Hop University Challenge.
Oh,
asking the questions is not Jeremy Paxman.
Badman.
Welcome to Hip-Hop University Challenge. Let's meet the two players.
Hi, my name is Sarah Love. I'm a DJ from Haringey, North London.
Hi, my name is Mice Diggy. I'm a human being from planet Earth. With my own echoes.
And it's about that time where we get into some Hip Hop University Challenge. So,
challenge.
Are you ready for this, Maestro?
Are you
Mice?
Ready?
Sorry,
finger on
Mice.
That button.
Okay, let's see. And you guys can play along at home as well, because I bet there's people who've been hitting me up saying, I got every question right. I did better than all of you guys.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Yeah, because they're sitting with Google. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no. I trust them. So maybe if you're getting the questions correct, that maybe we're getting wrong. Hit us up and let us know. It's Hip Hop at foodbarradio.com. But let's do this. Question one, let's go.
Who was awarded the first rap Grammy?
Foodbar Radio Diggy.
It was the
that's too long.
Some old
that's
school
too
group.
Long.
Oh, Run
Come
DMC.
On now.
Run DMC.
No, I'm gonna
no.
Foodbar Radio Love.
I know it isn't them, but I'll just say Sugar Hill Gang.
No.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
LL Cool J.
No.
Fubar Radio Love.
I'm going to say, let's just say Puffy.
The rap, no. The Grammys did a rap.
Fubar Radio Love.
Tupac. You know it's going to be like, no. You know it'll be the most.
Fubar Radio Love.
Coolio is going to be the most mainstream person you could think of.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Tupac.
I said that already.
Fubar Radio Love.
Arrested Development. It'll be the most mainstream people you can think of.
Fubar Radio Love.
Fugees.
No, more mainstream.
No.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Go on.
Salt and Pepper.
No.
Fubar Radio Love. Fubar Radio Diggy.
NWA.
Fubar Radio Love.
Double X Clan. Oh gosh.
Two of them.
There's two of them.
Oh gosh.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Didn't I say Run DMC already? No.
There's three of them in Run DMC.
Yeah, my bad.
Like, you get minus 5 points. wait.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Oh, you said two of them. I was going to say three. Which
What about there's two of them?
Oh, gosh. Will Smith and
Fubar Radio Love.
Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff.
Wait.
Correct.
Ah,
wait.
You didn't press the button. You didn't press the button. Okay, nah, you're still minus 10 and I'm on plus 50. No, we'll just say we're both right. Zero.
Yes. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That was
they got the Grammy for Parents Just Don't Understand. Wow. That was in 1989.
Wow. Damn. They got a Grammy for that. Jesus.
See, I told you it would be something whack and something as mainstream as you could think of.
You know they're over here on tour. They might come and whoop that ass.
Oh, damn. Sorry, yeah, I take it
and
back.
We might get him on the show, so I don't know if you should say that.
And they make a lot of money too.
I'm not going to sit here and condone you saying that type of shit, Sarah, just in case.
They make a lot of money too, so we should respect them because they make money.
And Scientologists have got a lot of power these days. So,
are they on the Scientology?
Allegedly, we don't know.
Yeah,
that as a
allegedly, they've
Will
got
Smith.
A lot of power.
Well, he's a Scientologist.
I'm nervous.
Allegedly.
Let's get into question number two.
Okay, sorry. Yes, you are tuned into Hip Hop University Challenge.
Yeah.
List the original members of the LOX. Fubar Radio, Radio Diggy,
Jada Kiss, Styles P, Sheik Looch. And, oh God, I'm having a mental block. Jada Kiss, Styles Feast, Sheik Lee. Oh.
I feel like you've asked this last year as
I think we did.
I'm giving that to you. Because
yeah,
is
that's
not,
it. It's only three. You got them right.
Because that's actually not the question that's on my bit of paper.
Okay, okay.
I was going to say, I was like, hold on, I swear I answered that last year.
Pop all looks wrong now.
It was Sugar Hill Gang,
right, exactly.
Rapper's Delight.
Let me give you the question.
Was that a Grammy question?
Name the first hip-hop rap single to be released and who was it by?
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes, well done.
Yeah.
I'm loving this episode. I've never seen this happen on University Challenge
well,
before.
We'll just see what the
minus 10 points
here,
for Sarah.
Okay, we're both on
happen.
Minus 10 points right now.
Okay, right,
okay.
Minus 10.
Who aided Lil Wayne Fubar Radio Diggy chorus for his record break?
Someone's got the cartwheel wrong. So
okay,
I'm just asking.
Yeah, we're not
going to
blame
someone's getting fired.
That.
Okay.
Producing
getting
that
fired
minus, 20,
for okay.
minus 20 for the okay. cartwheel fuck up.
Okay.
What well-known rapper wrote the songs, the hit songs, Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina?
Fubar Radio Love.
I was just about to say Sheik Looch, but it's not. It's Funky Cold Medina. Oh, gosh, because he's in my... Oh.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
What's his name?
Oh man, I'm just having the see. This is what jet lag
like
does to you. No.
Who did you say?
No.
What is it?
Oh, Matt, I know.
Come on now.
It's
UMC.
Oh, God.
No. It's like you. Nah, not UMC.
No. It's not.
Shit, I know this one. Hold on.
So do I. I'm blaming jet lag. Hold on.
His name is. It's one guy.
He's not old.
No. Okay, I think we've both got on this wrong.
Can you ask the question again, please? Sorry.
Tone Loke!
Fubar Radio Love.
No. What well-known rapper wrote the hit songs Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina? He's not an old MC.
Yeah, I know.
He's a...
Oh, Fubar Radio Love.
No!
Young MC.
Damn.
I love the fact Sarah.
I was like,
before,
Tone
Loke. Sarah shouted Tone Loke and then pressed.
Actually on the cartwheel.
Pressed her button.
It
right.
was Young MC.
Okay.
Right.
That was,
So Jeremy, not Jeremy Paxman co-signs that.
I'm just going to ask. Right. Okay.
Badman, not Jeremy Paxman.
Question number four.
Okay.
And you'll get this probably before I even finish it. What does LL Cool J's
name? Diggy.
Go on, Diggy.
Ladies love
that's
Cool
not fair.
J.
Let's see what the cart says. And
let's see what not.
You've got it. Ladies love Cool James.
Yeah, where you know, really, it's LL Sarah Love.
LL
Mice Diggy.
For the final question for today, and I don't even know how to say this, because let's just see let's see what question five on here says.
Name the 1990.
No, okay. What is a griot, also known as a jelly? Am I saying that right?
Fubar Radio Love.
Jeez.
Also known as a jelly.
Yeah.
Fubar Radio Love. Radio Diggy.
That
yeah,
is.
How's you going?
I don't know.
Jam.
It's quite a hard one, I think.
See, you know, this just shows you how like English and American are two different languages. they don't speak English.
The same thing. I thought a griot had something to do with poetry, being a poet.
Yes.
Fubar Radio Love.
One poet is here, but also it's something and a poet.
Rapper.
Jam and a poet. Peanut butter and poet sandwiches.
Is somebody that.
Fubar Radio Love.
I know nothing about hip hop.
Fubar Radio Diggy.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And Fubar Radio Love.
It's somebody Diggy that plays music and a poet.
Fubar Radio Love.
Yes.
DJ?
Fubar Radio plays Diggy. Music.
Arrested Development looking ass mother lover.
Fubar Radio Love.
Bubba OJ from Arrested Development. No,
if you have to play
Fubar Radio
music,
Diggy.
You would consider yourself to be a
musician.
Yes.
Fubar Radio Love.
Oh. Musician.
And a poet.
Jelly.
Do you know
Jelly.
What?
How the hell did Jelly get
According
involved in
here,
that?
According to here, or let's see what question number five is.
But so is that what?
A musician and a poet. Jellies apparently were highly influential on hip hop culture.
Oh. So Beyonce and Destiny's Child, they got around. I don't think you're ready for this, Dan.
Yeah, I guess so.
For this musician, I don't think you're ready.
You know now, so congratulations.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Oh, did
much.
I win?
Yeah,
wow.
3-2.
Do I get another round of applause?
I gave you that one.
Okay.
Because last year, obviously,
got slaughtered. Yeah. So, woo! I'm not surprised if, like, the listeners at home...
That definitely was a challenge right there, man. I'll tell you that.
That was a major challenge.
That was a big ass
challenge.
Right?
Major challenge.
I don't know about the hip hop part or the university part, but the challenge part was definitely.
It was real. It was real. How did you guys do at home? Hit us up, hip hop.
This is time
at
where
FubarRadio.com.
I definitely need my automatic forehead matter. Because. You were sweating there.
You were breaking a sweat there. Wow.
Woo!
Gosh, I just hope it gets easier next week, man.
Life always gets easier, man. Yeah. When you go through these are tough times that, you know,
and
these are things you learn from, Sarah. When,
and you know
when
one,
you don't know shit. it's the best thing in the world.
Failure is good because you learn. You learn very much.
Yeah.
So, yes, there will be a lot of good Wikipedia-ing over this next week so then I can get up to speed.
Oh, that's what I wish I invented.
But you know the guy who invented Wikipedia?
Yeah.
What a joker. He was like, this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to create something that's free for the world where all the world's knowledge is in one place for free.
Mm.
Then a couple years ago, he was like, okay, I can't actually afford to keep doing this. Please, will you like donate some money to Wikipedia?
Oh, is that why it says that all
the
time?
Yeah, because they're broke. And then they're please donate money. But then everyone's like, no.
Yeah, because the fucked up thing about Wikipedia is that anyone could go up there and like, there was for a while, it said that I was half Australian. You trying to say I don't look half Australian?
You know, there's blatantly people at home where that's their favorite hobby. It's just like
fucking
writing
up, yeah.
Stuff in Wikipedia. And then there's shady things where there's certain like political people and stuff who do dodgy things, and that just conveniently has never appears on their Wikipedia and stuff.
Yeah.
So, any of you people who are using Wikipedia as your gospel, you need help because that ain't
careful.
The right place to go. But definitely, we'll need
it's
to
like
do
the
more
King
training.
James Virgin.
Yeah, more training for next week's Hip Hop University
Ooh,
Challenge.
That was a challenge for real, boy.
Major challenge. Coming up very soon, we're going to have a very talented artist in the studio
yes,
by
man.
The name of Greg Blackman, so keep it locked. Remember, Are You Taking the Piss is coming later in the show, plus Open Mic 2, but more new music before that. It's Sarah Love and My Stiggy taking care of you until 6, and this track... Classic sample for him. Was it Sam who was loving the hip hop knowledge he was getting on the show? But this is Freddie Gibbs. And I like this because he's an artist who's sort of treading both worlds at the moment. This cut is called Extradite. It features Black Thought of the Roots.
Yeah. Took his order, then I served him a quarter like 5 nickels. Man, I stay on point like icicle. Niggas came to Coda to figure my rhyme riddle. Took my money to the sources and fucked the man in the middle. Talking hard, soft, heroin green, that's what we had, boy. Erica was a bag lady, I was the bag boy. Option was that minimum wage, living in a cave. Build a prison every day, man, they cultivating the slaves in his new age. Lose wage, it's full gaze. I'm the whole gallon, they had pints like school days. I've been killing them for school, more D, rock, cool phase. $0, zero tolerance, letting that tube bang, nigga. Yeah, nigga. And if the devil died today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yeah, yeah. About the Michael Jackson beat it, I mean it, I got a pot of J. Nigga, yeah. Ain't nothing funny, but I play with the money like it's Monopoly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if the devil died today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. I used to lay in bed staring at the ceiling fan, feeling cramps, wishing I could get a kilogram. Trying to understand why I wanna kill a man with high hopes like rubber tree plants and ants. We cheat death with each breath. The only one who make it last forever is Keith Sweat. You ever see a body lying dead in the streets yet? Then eat breakfast, swallow false beliefs like police justice. If my city is like yours, the cereal scratch, fingerprints is wiped off, and people seem to always have something to fight for, but still end up in the state pen of the psych ward. It's lights off, they catch so many casualties, it's like war. That's the reason I don't believe in a hype, y'all. The devil talking about he wanna extradite, y'all. Now I'm the nigga they shining the searchlight for. Yeah, nigga. And if the devil died today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yeah, yeah. About the Michael Jackson beat it, I mean it, I got a party, yeah. Nigga, yeah. Ain't nothing funny, but I play with the money like it's Monopoly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if the devil died today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yeah, yeah. Homie sold me your 9 million, 9 nickel. Man, I stay on point like icicle. Say you got the yolo, your fist, girl looking fickle. They like Jordans out of the gas station, they ain't official. I got $1,000 jeans on my ass sheet. Cousin got a lights and a gas cut last week. How that make me look if I don't help her get up on her feet? She keep a different nigga, man, she get a pregnant every week. I pray you take these devils out, I like love. That's on vice, Lord. Baby mamas come with their drama, made of my wife, Lord. Know I'm doing wrong, hope you see I'm trying to do right, Lord. Shake them up and blow on the dice, I pay the price, Lord. Lord, nigga, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got the Michael Jackson beat it, I mean it, I got a party, yeah. Yeah. Ain't nothing funny, but I play with the money like it's Monopoly. Yeah, yeah. And if the devil died today, I'ma treat it like it's a holiday. Yo, my memoirs are like the anarchist cookbook. Meets the time for a spring summer lookbook. Some people wanna see me hanging from a good hook. Instead, I hang with a language of slang and the anguish and pain fit as well, cause it came with us. After all these years, carrying the shame with us. Now the entire planet is going insane with us. 7-year-old kids carrying flame spitters, 4 to 5 fences, more than 5 senses. Crossfire, miss my little daughter by inches. Chemical dependence, medical expenses, with no amount of money on earth could buy vengeance. Writing a life sentence, sirens, 5 inches. Tyrants seen through the eyes of the wide lenses. Senseless crimes, cause some of us wanna drive Benzes. But are you trying to ride with us or against us?
As long
never go wrong with that Bob James, boy, I'll tell you that.
And I wonder if there's, I'm trying to think of any track where Black Thought hasn't come off well.
That's what me and Homeboy Sandman always talk about, that there's never, I can't think of one verse where it's like, wow, Thought might be falling off a bit. He's like, he forever and ever, every time you hear him, you're just like, how the hell does he do it? He's always got new shit as well. He's always got new bits as well that he's, you know, even on freestyles, on the radio or whatnot, you hear a verse and you're like, where's that from? Where? You never hear it again, type thing, you know? That's, It's the best
creativity
rapper,
flowing, but it's the musicianship as well. That's why he always sounds good on whatever type of beat as it is, whether it's something soulful like the Erykah Badu tracks, or you know, like heart, something next to Freddie Gibbs. Like, it's not even someone where I would necessarily think to put him next to an artist like on a track with Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, I know you mean, because like Freddie Gibbs has got that, he's got that street vibe, but I like
that kind
Freddie
of ignorant
Gibbs
vibe. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah, that's what I like about him. He's got some ignorance to him. He keeps it real, you know what I mean? But he's still quite, he's got a flow and he's got lyrics as well. So it's not just like...
He's not predictable too, because you see like he's done those tracks with, the Madlib cuts and stuff. That last cut is produced by Michal. And so it's not like he's just thinking, let me just stick on this trap tip sort of thing. That's why he's definitely kudos. From you.
For sure, man.
This is the Sounds of Hip Hop right here on FUBARradio.com with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Got to send shouts out to Jazz, locked into the show, and Dreas as well. Send your shouts through as well to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Mice was asking you guys a very important question earlier.
Yes, I'd like to find out, what do you wish you had invented?
I know.
We've got some great, great answers, man. So just keep them coming in at FUBAR Radio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and let us know, what do you wish you had invented, mother lovers? It's the 1st of February right here.
I can't, but that's tripping me out, the 1st of February.
Hey, I got to keep reminding myself just so that I know that not to let this year fly by again.
I know. There's too much for me to get done this year already, man. Like, goodness me. Yeah. So, yes, got to stay focused. It's not just about those, it's January the 1st, right? It's all about
Happy
doing
New Year.
This now and then.
Happy New Year. Too much Happy New Year can make you think you're still at the beginning of the year. That's the problem.
That's
next minute, you're like holding the Easter egg talking about, huh?
Talking about, I'm tired of this year already. Yeah. Don't be trying to wish me. I did actually want you to investigate that in January as well. Like, when do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Yeah, shit, we should. All right, let's do that.
That's a key.
Let's find that out next week. We're going to investigate that.
Well,
when do you stop saying?
I think February, you can't be saying that
anymore.
That's
the stop off line, yeah?
No, but I mean, sometimes even 2 weeks into January, you got to wrap it up, B.
But that's the thing. I feel like you don't get to see everybody. Because I thought that as well. And then I was getting messages like 3 weeks in, like, yo, Happy New Year.
And
it's true,
because
I ain't spoke to you. Yeah, you forget that it's a new year. But I haven't spoke to this person since like maybe November, or, do you know what I mean? So in a way, it is like, yeah, by the way, Happy New Year. Blah, blah, blah. Where's my money, bitch? You know?
Yeah, Happy New Year, but I'm outside your house right now, No, that's why I just stick with that. I hope you're having a good start to the year.
Yeah. Let's find that out next week. We're going to investigate that next week, because that is quite important. I think there needs to be a Happy New Year etiquette where cut off point. Personally, I'd cut it off
August.
Mid.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say December, you know. But
December 30th.
Like, if I ain't seen you, you know what I mean?
Still, though, innit?
I'd have said, like, you know, mid to late February, where that's where he's like, all right, now you're taking a piss. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're still, I'd cut it off probably mid-February. If you're still talking about Happy New Year to people, like, by the end of February, it is a bit like, okay, bruv, you know, like,
damn.
Yeah, maybe you should have hit me up a bit earlier then, if you're gonna, you know, this just shows how we don't really communicate that often.
I know, but that's what's bad too. That is what it points out, really, is how long it's till you see people.
Till you see people or speak to people. So next week we'll find out. I like that one. So what we got going on now?
And then maybe there's other suggestions that you think Mai should investigate too on the show. You should let us know. You can get in touch with us in between the shows as well at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. I got UK flavour for you right now. This is Sunny Jim featuring Jokerstar and Michael Parkinson, The Bow. Coming up next, we have a very talented UK artist stepping into the studio.
Very talented.
He goes by the name of Greg Blackman. So keep it locked right here. It's FUBAR.
Jumping out the bushes, repping for the pushers. You fucking 50-pound hookers in the tuckers. Zoom, zigger, zang, have a butchers. 1-800 hustlers, the crew bring the motherfucking ruckus. I was born ready, I pour some more Henny. And when it's 4:20, I roll the strawberry. I'm on my grizzly out in Gotham City. I got you if you're trying to cop a 50, holler on the number, ring me. Shot liquor, tipping two bags in one swisher. Roll the long jigger, chunk till I'm mum killer. Oh yeah, shift the gear. Jumping out the German engineered in the waterproof weather wear. So jam with me, two dimes and the fan with me. I'll be drinking mad Henny, holler when the lab's empty.
I splash it on the stripper like it's Rack City. Cash strip, you damn skippy. You know my steeds.
Certain man on this Insta beef. 38 barrels spin full of plenty sweets. Boom. Headshot, make your chest pop or leg got. Riddled in little Italy death plot. Man, the stress so real. It's death over skrill. Oh, by death over deals, your folks are killed. Destroy when your folks should build. Aunt's house when all your folks chill. Man, they out here on that Instagram dugging. Forgetting who they are when they Instagram hustling. Test me, cousin. Niggas soft on some McLovin. Blue triggers, you running before the blood oozing from it. Nuff pussy holes holding on that nickel plated. Shell cases, leave concave skull excavating. Broad daylight shootouts like Jesse Dane did. Snatch a nigga life up like European. Slave shit.
Made the beat, now it's time to pen shit. Bold with the flow, cause I'm so distinctive. I'm still here cause I'm so persistent. Let me make you aware I can go the distance. Yo, I'm about to go ballistic over beats with bangs, spitting bars to injure. Arm to the head, to the leg dismembered. You're fucking with a pro that will beat you senseless. I've come too far to end it. I'm real talk, I don't do pretending. The God and Sonny Jim, I'm co-defending. I don't care any less if your name were mentioned. On the beats, I'm the one to really fuck about. Every day on the pads when I bang them out. Bang them loud, even at a show when I'm unannounced. Made a vow, after every verse I'ma take a bow.
What makes you think I wouldn't pull whooping on a rap? I get it talking, shit is crack, I get it cooking. Jab, jab it for a hook 'em. I got this one in the bag, 100 miles of running. Ain't nobody starting nothing when I'm on the mic. With Michael Parkey drumming, snatching off that dookie doogie house up in a hoopty. 40 ounce of an Uzi, quarter pound of an floozy. Should be dropping out the noggin, knock it off, I'm in the pocket. Get it popping off, who want it chopping? Cook it up and cop it like
somebody should've warned you. Why play with fire, you burn?
I love this rap shit, just been in tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix. Somebody should've warned you. Why play with fire, you burn?
I love this rap shit, just been in tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Sonny Jim, I'm feeling that beat. I need to work out who produced that one actually, but yeah it's called The Bow.
I was about to put
I think it's a Michael Parkinson
you.
beat, but let me just verify those things before I be like broadcasting them.
Allegedly he's a Scientologist as well, but yes. That's only allegedly. Nat's not feeling the Scientologist talk.
She's like, don't.
Like, them people have been knocking on my door.
They're gonna come for us. They're based.
Yeah, I shouldn't even laugh really. I lost a friend because of that shit.
What? Because of Scientology?
Yeah, man.
Not to death, you mean? Allegedly.
Let's move on.
Yes, let's keep it rolling. Anyway.
We have the master at work right here. This guy is so talented, man. He goes by the name of Greg Blackman. How you doing, bruv?
Hey-o, what's going on? You all right? Yes, I'm good. Very well, thank you, sir. Very, very well indeed.
Singer / illustrator / madman.
/ gobshite / professional ne'er-do-well. That's right.
How's things, man?
They're really good, mate. Yeah, really, really good. At the moment, yeah. I'm just working very hard, trying to turn out lots of good quality stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, just on the grind. Really, really solidly on the grind right now. I'm getting loads of illustration work coming.
Mm.
So I'm trying to do as good as I can for my clients, trying to turn out some good illustration, and then the music projects.
Yeah, at the moment, you just released, but not too long ago, the Stank Nebula project, right?
Just had Stank. The last two things that have come out that I've done musically have been, which you know, because your bad self is all over this, was the Stank Nebula EP with producer Percy Filth.
Mm.
And it's a 6-track EP. He does like really wonky electro funk. It's kind of hard to describe Percy's sound. I like to say, like, if you can imagine, like, imagine the sound of Cameo. You remember Cameo? Hey, baby. You know Cameo, right? If you can imagine,
of course, one of the illest funk groups of all time.
Baby. So if you imagine the sound of Cameo kind of getting kicked angrily down the stairs by a horny transformer, that's what comes out the other end is Stank Nebula.
Yeah.
So there you go. So Percy, Sonny Jim's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maestro's on it.
I love those guys.
Ty's on it. Got Cosine, and from Soundside, which is like a US group, we've got Jack Jones as well.
But let's rewind, because you and I ain't that familiar. Where do you come from originally?
For about another 2 months, I live in Essex. I'm from Suffolk originally.
Okay.
And I grew up there. Suffolk, where I grew up in Suffolk's nice, but it's kind of like Sunday night BBC Two. Do you know what I mean? It's like blue skies,
gentle
blue skies, green fields, white people.
Last of the summer wine type
it's,
shit.
It's like that. So
I love a bit of last of the summer wine.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to live in it though. Trust me on this one. But yeah, I grew up in Suffolk. Now I live in Essex, and I'm just about to move to.
Can
Wales.
We just specify that Greg Blackman is a white man? So
yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Your background, though, you originally started as a, so you obviously multi-creative type kind of person, but what your background in music begins where?
Well, I've always done it, but I started taking it kind of seriously as a career when I turned about just into my early 30s. I just turned 40 just a couple of weeks ago.
You're looking like 25.
God bless you for your sweet, sweet lies. I just turned 40, and I kind of started taking. I always did it for fun and for profit and for emotional sustenance. When I say profit, I mean spiritual profit.
But when you say always did it, what were you writing music, playing in bands?
I was always a singer. I was always a vocalist. I'm a singer before I'm anything else.
Okay.
So because that's my real ease of communication. That's where I can fly. You know what I mean? That's where I feel free.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up in the era of the boy band, and I like to make politically savvy music with balls and a bit of swearing in it.
Okay, so not so much on the boys' end. See, so you boys were, I grew up kind of being spectrum. Mean,
exactly.
Not E17 boy band.
No, bro. No.
More cameo boy band.
Yeah.
Not One Direction.
Nah.
You're not a One Direction fan? You're not a One Directioner?
Oh, you go this direction, not one direction.
Every
direction.
I don't have it in me to diss any young person trying to make it in music, even if their music's shit.
Even if that they are puppets for the devil.
Well, quite.
Allegedly.
You know.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yes. These are not the opinions of Fubar Radio or any of its employees or affiliates, all right? This is just mine.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. But yeah, so I started out as a singer, and then about kind of 32, 33, I released my first album, The Price of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it all, played it all, performed it all with my boy Nathan Wasey, who's my producer.
What's this like? So with live instruments, or you're making music?
No, I sequenced it, so everything's kind of played by me.
Okay.
And from then, for over 2011 and 12, I made it my business to kind of have like a couple of years of just collaboration, because everyone was saying you need to get your name out there, which is a really ephemeral goal. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how do I do that? So I decided that for a couple of years I'd open my doors, and anyone who wanted to work with me, I'd say yes. Any producer, anyone, MC, they turn up and go, I want to do a tune. I'm like, yep. I jumped on it.
Okay.
Got money where I could. Wasn't always the case, because I wasn't that well known.
Still in Suffolk.
No, I was in Essex by this point. I moved to Essex by this point.
Yeah.
Move on up.
And I'm not sure.
They're climbing the ladder. Nothing against Suffolk or Essex, okay, according to Sarah Long.
Yeah, is it though? Exactly. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's climbing any ladder to anyone. But so after that point, I started getting a bit more well known.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'll have a quick drink.
Okay, so yeah, you've been busy. Yeah,
by this time,
you've been putting a few years into like writing your own music and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, and at this point, you're getting your name out.
And when your vocals have a little bit of, should we say, ghoulies to them? Do you know what I mean? A little bit of force, a little bit of grit, a little bit of, I don't know, the edge of reality, I suppose.
Mm.
When that's the case, and yet you grow up in a very heavily stagnant market, you might look at it and think, there's no place for me here. They don't want me. Do you know what I mean?
Which market were you?
I was looking at the mainstream.
Oh, right.
I was looking at the mainstream, and I very quickly realised that the best scenario for me in the mainstream is to become like the next Robin Thicke.
Mm.
And frankly, that's all right. Thanks. It's not.
What
really
do you mean that's all right? As in you're happy with that? That's not for you. You're saying that's all right. As in you can leave that. Yeah.
I'm feeling them blurred lines. Basically,
I'm meant to be an indie artist. That's where I'm happy. That's where I'm allowed to operate the way I want to operate, say the things I want to say, operate with a bit of integrity, a bit of independence, without someone constantly breathing down my back, worrying about marketing or these kind of things. You know? So nowadays I sing for cash, and I work with as many talented people as I can, and I put my name out there as much as I can. I've just started work on the next actual Greg Blackman album, next solo album, which I haven't done one since 2010.
Is that your real name as well?
Yes, yeah, my real name.
Okay, if I want to hack into your like bank account or something, I can use Greg Blackman. Okay, yeah.
Just my code name is World's Most Comedically Named White Soul Singer.
Okay, yeah.
1976.
Yeah.
But But so yeah, so I try and just make music with a bit of balls and a bit of intelligence and a bit of soul.
I like to hear that.
And I sell it to, you know, the four people that are interested in that thing. Well, five,
fantastic! I love those four people.
Five, if you include my mum. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's kind of what I do.
And then you say you put out a project that has Mice on and Ty and who else is on
there? Well, see, with that project is called Stank Nebula. Okay. Yeah. So we've got Maestro, Mice Diggy, the Mighty Man himself. We've got Ty.
Sorry, the Stank Nebula, that's the name of the album or the group?
No. It's just Percy Filth and Greg Blackman.
Okay.
The project is called Stank Nebula.
Okay, that's
exactly
what I'm saying, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what was that? Why did you call it that, by the way? What was the...
You know, to be honest, we were throwing names around and just talking about, like, scientific, fun, sci-fi, because it's so drenched in electro. We wanted to have something that it was kind of, you know, reminiscent of those 80s cartoons, those kids' cartoons. Mm. You know, all that kind of that kind of sound. And which is why when I did the logo, I designed it kind of, the Stank Nebula logo with the words in a sword. It's kind of like a take on the Voltron
logo. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So we're just trying to get some of those inferences back. And plus, you know, it's something that people hear and they go, what? Mm. What? Stank Nebula? And if you can make people stop and listen, that's always something. Because all the people we're trying to appeal to hear 50 demos an hour. Do you see what I mean? So you've got to somehow stand out, and unfortunately, just being talented ain't enough to stand out.
No. And you did a really good job with all the art. Like were you saying, this is the first time that you've actually focused on the artwork yourself, or for one of your own releases? Is that right?
Yeah, it's the first time I've done. Because I did do all the illustrations for the cover as well. It's the first time I've channeled the two. Really, I'm a believer that just because you can do everything doesn't mean you should. Do you see what I mean? I quite often prefer to hire my illustration duties out to other illustrators that I like so that I can concentrate and stay specialised on the one thing that I'm really good at. Because there is such a thing as diluting your time. Do you see what I mean? It doesn't matter how many other jobs I take on, I still only have 24 hours in a day. So I tend to contract out to other people. So yeah, that was the first time I'd really put a lot of time into it. And I know why, having done it as well, because it was a long...
Yeah, it looked like... He did a really wicked video on Facebook, like showing how he's put the... you know, how you put the ideas together, and then even when you were like, okay, maybe I should do this again or try this a different way.
Yeah, I did a whole bunch of early sketches that were really simple and cartoony, and I was just like, you know what, it's not good enough, it's not going to work, you know. So I went back and obviously got some proper... I took face shots from everyone. I took your very distinctive smile, of course, that's your cheeky grin you do outside of your mouth. And I was just like, okay. So, and I gave it some thought about how I could present everyone.
Yeah.
For example, Ty is someone who I think of as a very positive kind of human being. I think although he isn't embarrassed about talking about the negatives and the reality of life, he also shines a light and shines a way. So in my eyes, he came kind of like an Afro sun god, kind of like a Superman powered by the sun. So he's got the scepter of the sun. So Mice Diggy, when I listen to Maestro, right, what I hear distinctively is an incredible, unique energy. It's just like, I can sum this guy up in one phrase. I've seen you live too. It's energy, just boundless energy. So I took that with his Maestrogen mythology, and I thought, okay, so it's this guy who's been bathed in this chemical of Maestrogen, and it's turned him into this super fast speed stuff.
Yeah, so you put a lot of thought behind what you do. I see why you feel like, man, it's a bit much sometimes to do the artwork, because you don't want to half-heartedly do it.
But that's exactly my point. It's not hard to do the mic. It's not hard to do It's not hard to do the artwork each time. It's hard to do it right. That's the difference. It's hard to do it of a quality that I'm happy with.
And then you see how you were saying, like, for you, there's only a certain amount of hours in a day, and so you believe in, like, streamlining what you're doing. What's a lot of people out there, a lot of artists, especially today, they're just like, yo, you just do it all because it's all about getting that money.
Well, also, you kind of have to these days. There is a certain... If I could outline the main difference between, you know, the game, the indie game 20 years ago, and the game now, it's there's much more expectation for an artist to be their own publicist, their own online marketing agent, their own photographer, their own PA, their own tour manager.
Or have a team doing it for them.
That's what I've never been able to get to that place. Maybe I'm just horrible. Just really antisocial.
Or a control freak.
I guess maybe.
It sounds like you're pretty hands-on with like every aspect.
The trouble is that if you're a control freak, it's like being an arsehole. You wouldn't know. Do you know what I mean? It's, you can, only other
I guess that
can,
means you are a control freak.
There you go.
There we go. But
and
no,
an arsehole.
Hey, you said it. Allegedly.
I'm not the first one.
No. But I'm going to play one track, and then after this, I think it will be nice for us to get to hear like some of your, because I've not really like heard your flavour properly, but you know, I'm liking how you've broken down your whole attitude and approach to music so far. So let me play this tune. Hopefully you'll like it too. Have you heard of an artist called Nick Grant?
No.
Well, he's a very dope dude. You're tuned into foobarradio.com. It's Sarah Love and my Stiggy. Right now we're talking to Greg Blackman, and straight after this we're going to hear some of your smooth cameo-esque vocals, I'm guessing.
Very brr.
You sell that crack just for Jordans and think you live in large. You gave that lame nigga your pussy, then he stole your heart. What can them teachers teach me? Even they living hard. Got all them fucking degrees and still can't get a job. My nigga sub drug dealing, man, that's all he know. And Keisha selling food stamps for a hit of dope. Bitches never come around when a nigga broke. Now she tryna holler at a player like a nigga's coach. Niggas know, spirit of pop. I'm hot enough to sizzle and pop. My shit is fresh prints mixed with the locks. Squeezing your face, and I don't mean when pimples get popped. It's like your girl sleeping around, how I slipped in your spot. Second guessing my future, what will I equal out to? Real niggas don't change, so what do we amount to? It seems when you're down, everybody wanna doubt you. They don't hate you, they just hate they can't be what they love about you. Gold chain. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. These rappers say the same shit, no, I don't get it, man. He tell you that you're beautiful, deserve a different man. Saying how he gon' support you and your business plan. But all he wanna do is cut Edward Scissorhands. A twisted man her father was, let that drama go. He touched her, said he'd kill her if she let her mama know. What type of father is that? Set up his daughter for trap. He stole your womanhood, ain't even let you borrow it back. A whole new meaning to the apple, don't fall far from the sap. Had him up just to get even, man, what garden is that? He fucked the world up, she dancing to that rolling porn. She out here playing all these niggas like she Martin Lawrence. She ain't no rider, she only ride if the car's foreign. I bet this AR keep her out the middle of harm. How could she trust you in the club? Bustin' sad, but it's a world, nigga. She don't want you anyway, that's daddy's little girl. Gold chain. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains. Do anything to drive a range, nigga. Niggas dying for gold chains. Niggas dying for gold chains. Nigga, we mentally enslaved by gold chains.
Don't leave me broken without these chains and rings. I'm hopeless, don't take them away to keep me noticed. The days of kings are left unspoken. Ayo.
Don't leave me broken without these chains and rings. I'm hopeless, don't take them away to keep me noticed. The days of kings are left unspoken. Ayo. Oh, niggas dying for gold chains. Yeah, niggas dying for gold chains. Yeah, niggas dying for gold chains. Yeah, yeah, gold chains, yeah. Gold chains, oh, 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 oh. Niggas dying for gold chains. Oh.
That is the sounds of Nick Grant. The track is called Gold Chains. You're tuned into Foobar Radio. And as promised, we have some very special guests in the studio. And first, coming up soon, we're going to be getting into the open mic. And we have another talented MC about to step up for that, going by the name of Nova. So hold tight.
Supernova.
We are going to be getting into Are You Taking the Piss? So remember to send us your messages through to hiphop at foobarradio.com with the things that this week have just basically made you say, Are you taking the piss? Like, you know, we need those chances to vent. But I'm wondering if you have heard of an artist called Tall Black Guy.
I've actually done a demo for Terrell.
I knew you. I would have been surprised if you hadn't. So I thought, what more perfect vibe?
Oh, amazing!
Would suit you amazing. Than something produced by Tall Black Guy.
Something by TBG.
It's like a live demo.
You'll never ever go wrong.
So you're about to hear the sounds of Greg Blackman freestyling live with those smooth vocals right here on FUBAR.
Let's get that key. Where are we at now?
Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's get the key. Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Does your hometown have a scene or does it just pretend? Is the whole thing run by maybe one or two men? Is a little nepotism just the usual trend? And if you want to get a gig, then do you have to be their friend? Seems to me I've asked the question before. Every time I do, I seem to close the door. But you won't know this because I'm new in town. But every time you slam a door on me, I kick three down. I got talent, skill, I work real hard. Don't live with mama boy, I own my yard. I got talent, skill, I work real hard. Don't live with mama boy, I own my yard. I got talent, skill, and I work real hard. Don't live with mama, boy, I own my yard. Ooh. Well, does your hometown have that guy? You know the one. The one that's only big fish in a small pond. Don't take no risks, no, keeps it nice and safe. Only ever works with just a few mates. Tell me why dodgy cats always trying to put a show on. Promoters won't promote, they give you fuck all to go on. And if you act like they're less than fine, miss, do you know who I am? Yeah, in the next town, no one. Easy mama, don't live with mama, no, I own my yard. I be talent, skill, I work real hard. Don't live with mama, no, I own my yard. I have to say sorry to Terrell for swearing over one of your instrumentals. I know he won't like that, so I keep it on polite chat. Ooh. Just a little bit of soul right here on FUBAR Radio. My sticky and Sarah love yo, but yo, 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 yo. That's how I do. Just a little freestyle for you. GB's on the ones and twos. This key is real hard to grasp. It won't leave me on my ass. Like it once did in the past. Cause Terrell's chords are lovely if you can hunt them and keep the vibes nice and bubbly. But oh, see how he changed up the chord, my lord. Oh, Terrell Shackabee, a little love to you from me. Shout out right now from you, my dear. Shackabee, yeah, she's having a tough year. Shackabee, yeah, she's having a tough week. Thankfully, she keeps it nice and sweet. That's why I send her all the love and I keep it complete. Terrell, how your stuff is so fine. Son, you blow my mind. Brother, you're big and you're tall and you're strong. And your beats come nice and the beats come long. I love all the things that you do. Don't you ever stop, your bad man, you. This is GB sending you the love on the ones and the twos.
That was so nice, I had to rewind twice. That was too nice, you gotta come again, please.
One more time, one more time, one man more
like
time.
Greg Blackman, yeah, on the one, what, and two, boy.
You know how I like it.
Take a sip of water, come nice and fresh. Get back up on it on the microphone set. Ooh. Son, baby, kick back the water and I'll keep myself refreshed. Keep it hydrated, keep it good, keep it in the lesh. I really love to be right here. Love to be right here with my people. I see fear in their eyes when I step to the mic. They don't understand my plight, but I'm trying to keep it tight. Oh, GB, baby, keeping up crazy. GB, brother, I'm a fighter, not a lover. GB, baby, is this a freestyle, maybe? No, definitely, right off the top. That's why it's lukewarm and not quite as hot as it could have been, my friends. La, 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 la. From the minor to the major, never try to phase you. GB on the mic, that's how I like to get it. Keep it high in a high-pitched song like the singer from Erasure. Keep it down low.
Barry White wouldn't like this flow.
Cause I'm stealing all his audience members. Take them home and give them roughs and give them tenders.
I apologize, cause my wife, she is listening, and in her eyes right now there's nothing but rage and fear. Gonna get an ass kicking from her this year. Becky Blackman, I know you're home, you're what's happening. I love you, girl, that's why I married you. I wifed you up cause I wanted to carry you through life, keep it nice and special. You're my one, you're my earth elemental. You're the girl I love above all others. I'll even love you more than brothers. That bro before hoes code is not for my way, no, no. I keep it hoes before hoes. I keep my mouth closed before even approaching any hoes. I don't even bother with them kind of women. I keep them at arm's length because I'm giving all my love to a woman who can give it on back. That's a peace, not attack. Baby girl, baby girl, you're my whole world. You're my whole world. Yes, you are. Oh, entirely freestyle from a singer. You never heard this before. That's because it ain't easy, if I tell you the truth. I'm a singer, not a rapper. But I do like to come in dry. I like to not know what's happening, get the vibe on, keep it instantly fly.
Greg Blackman, ooh, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus.
You got the vibe.
Jesus. Even, ooh, you got Sarah figures she can sing with the vibe.
She got the vibe.
Sarah
got the vibe.
Can't sing,
got the vibe.
By the way.
You got the vibe, Greg
got the vibe,
Blackman.
Got the vibe, baby.
You got the vibe.
Greg Blackman got the vibe, baby.
Bringing the vibe.
We keep it nice, baby, baby, come on.
Oh, why?
Oh, baby, 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 bring it nice.
Nice.
Oh, baby, baby, bring sugar and spice.
Spice.
I said it once and now I say it twice.
Twice.
I'm so lovely, you can call me Mr.
Nice.
Don't, you don't miss a beat, you know.
That was vibes right there, boy.
That's
Mr. Greg Blackman.
That's, I appreciate you giving me a challenge on that one, because I don't like to know what I'm about to sing on, and that was a very chordly weird one, but I'm for it.
How can we get hold of you? How can people get hold of Mr. Greg Blackman?
Right,
if they want to get vocals or artwork, what's the deal?
All right. So on Twitter, I'm Greg Blackman UK. If you want my professional pages, look for me on Facebook as Greg Blackman Illustration, which is Greg Blackman Art on Facebook, and Greg Blackman Musician. If you can look me up my personal page too, but it's just me ranting and talking bollocks, so you won't there won't be a whole lot of
you're on some Donald Trump
there won't be some
that's my Donald Trump page.
He's really good at taking the piss out of people who just added him on Facebook as well.
I love to do that.
How does that work, man? Whenever you do that, do they like, you're a bruv, man, I just added you, why are you talking about me like
all right,
that
to be fair, right, it's every look, some people say, you know, opinions are like arseholes, everybody's got one. Whereas I tend to say opinions are like orgasms. Mine comes first, and I don't even care if you have one.
Wow.
So if people come on and they want to vex me, they should remember whose page they're on.
Yeah,
you know what
sure,
I mean?
I hear that.
You know, come into a man's house and go, hey, I hate them shoes. You'd be like, go and come hate the shoes page in the street.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's just the way
fall
it is.
Back.
There you go, see.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's
man.
The hip hop in you speaking. No, that was absolutely lovely. But that's what, you know, from, like I'm saying, this is the first time you and I are meeting, but from the few things that you said, you know, I like to pick a beat that I feel is fitting for
absolutely
the people we're welcoming into the studio. And that was, to me, that came off lovely, even if you were trying to say that there wasn't the right key
it was about 15 different keys, but it was very lovely. I mean, as soon as you said Tall Black Guy, I'm like, well, I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
You made it TBG, happen, man. Baby. Trust. It didn't sound like you didn't know what key you were in.
TBG,
so
baby.
If people want to hear more from you, more recording stuff, Stank Nebula is out right now. Where can they get it?
Okay, you need to go on the Eat Good Records website. Eat Good have released it. They've been collaborating with both Cosine and Sunny Jim, who are on the label.
I love that family.
And I'm telling you, just some of the best people came through for that. I have to say, like, some of my, obviously everyone killed it, right? But if I had to say, like, my most prize, I mean, it's really hard to choose a favorite. If I had to choose a favorite, I think like Cosine's bars about his ex just absolutely destroyed me on that tune. You know what I mean? It's like
they struck a nerve. A chord. I mean,
it's always the pretty ones, isn't it? The body of a goddess and a mind of an idiot. I was just like, oh my god!
Wow. Oh really? What's that mean?
Coldness level, Jack Torrance. Do you know what I mean? Frozen at the end of The Shining like that. So yeah, he jumped on it pretty hard. So they're fantastic. So you can go to the Eat Goods website. You can grab it. You can grab the Percy Filth beat tape.
on cassette. If you get the Stank Nebula package for £25, you're going to get a Bad Boy Stank Nebula t-shirt designed by me as well.
Wow. Oh, very fresh.
Man, yes, like indeedy doo da da.
And you're going to be hanging around for a little minute, right? You're not. We're not bouncing out anyway. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. And remember, coming up later in the show, we've got a very important part of the show. You know that it's really important.
Are you taking a piss?
So hold tight for that. And you guys, because Greg, really, you were kind of taking the piss there.
I was a little bit.
You were kind of taking the piss there with that freestyle vocal.
I was on the runway. You don't even wait till I get in the air. This is nothing.
So, you know, are you taking the piss can cover many different subject matters and angles and things. So keep it locked to foodbarradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. And we also have the open mic. And who's just stepped in the studio? The one and only Supernova.
Supernova.
Oh, there we go. So again, let's hear your voice one more time.
Yo.
Yeah.
Very good people.
It has been a hot minute.
Yeah. Good while.
How you been, man?
I've been good, man. Putting in some work behind the scenes, kind of changing things up a little bit. I cut the super off my name.
Yeah,
I noticed that. It's just Nova on here.
Well, it's Nova. Nova Flip. I was going to just call it Nova. That's what people call me everywhere anyway. I was feeling like I'm getting too old to sound like a superhero.
Superheroes.
But then I kept the flip on there just for any other Novas out there. And specific.
How long ago was that? Because that was a little while back now.
Probably a year ago. So the last couple little projects I've dropped
and
have
been under the new name. And I've been, I've been knowing you anyway since like, did I know you in the Deal Real Records days? I'm not sure if I knew back then, but you were definitely at Kung Fu, the party that Mice and I used to run.
Me, but I was there.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen over there a couple of times.
You were very young.
I think one of the first times I went to Deal Real, I went in and bought the Maestro. Put the word out.
That's a classic.
I bought that mother.
Going back. Going back.
That classic material. You see, Nova's keeping it real, and we're gonna. Are you ready to spit some bars for us right now? And you know, like
so
Greg.
Apparently, this is gonna be like a live tune. Like Greg has got a hook already that he's made up.
I was thinking about my boy on the way down. I thought I'll cook up a little 8-bar thing that he can use to bounce off.
It's gonna be back and forth like that. Already.
I'm going to start you up nice, brother.
Greg's warmed up already. You can tell he's well because he's all warmed up.
That's right, baby.
All right.
So remember, let us know what you guys are thinking. Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com. You know this is pure fire and we're about to open up this mic. So get involved. Let's set this beat off. It goes a little something like this. Although, no, now we're not hearing anything from the beat now. Why is that not playing? There we go. Okay.
Oh, damn.
This we go. Okay.
Yo.
Are you guys hearing this?
Yeah, headphones.
I can't hear me.
Your feed's gone dead.
Are you hearing that, everybody? Okay, wait.
Slightly. Okay.
Technicalities.
I take it, I can swear.
You can say whatever you like.
Oh, trust me, you can.
You can say whatever you like. Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
I like Nova Flip. Greg Blackman.
We're gonna drop it like this. We're gonna sing it like Nova, baby. Show 'em how you do. 3 to the 4 and a 1 to the 2. Nova, baby. Show 'em how you go. Rock it really fast. Rock it nice and slow.
Fuck a warm up, I've been flamed, that shit is basic. I fuck a fire in the booth, I'll incinerate it. Fuck a daily doppy and fuck behind bars. I fuck your F64s, I'm flipping 9 bars. Flip a 36 twice and that's my 64. With an extra 8 for luck, cause keys open doors. Fuck your favourite rotter who been dropping multis more. Flip set with your kings up in this Game of Thrones and Lords. These battle rappers think they're credible. I chew them up and spit them out like my vegetables. Mixtapes every year, I lap them annual. I said a couple that I couldn't call, my hands were full. I couldn't listen to these nerds rapping. Was too concerned about days that passed in while I weren't stacking. So every time I left the street, I got lured back in. Now I'm hustling. A man I grew up with, a purse snatching. I'm like, what on earth happened? My brother's gone with the wind like a bird flapping. Seen grown man looking like girls acting. Had to tell them bitches there to tuck their skirts back in. We in the age where they misusing our words, catting. Misdemeaning, let's be real, you never were trapping. Rappers fronting like they're standing on the curb banging. Get put to the test, then I your world's crushing. Yo, and they're talking about bring me in. I put in work, that's why they labelled me an Izzy King. The man ain't did a thing. I'm listening Roots Maneuver, here still asking for forgiveness for my silly sins. Put my soul on the line, found that love is jaded. Cause with everything I tried, it's like nothing changes. Already made the understatement that I'm underrated. And I'ma live forever, I don't need no fucking favours. I just need my family back. And that's the reason for the things that I've been misguiding my anger at. So fuck the beef, fuck the hype, fuck the battle raps. And fuck the legendary status, you can have it back. What I seen in my habitat, it harmed my vision. Hardly living still, I'm caught up in this narcissism. Cause the ego been swelling in for massages given. And bars I've written, gas them up until they start to listen. Back to reality, failure from my past decisions. Been the humblest as well and tried to pass tradition. Contradictions in my life, you can hardly miss them. So I just wanna tell my enemies they are forgiven.
Don't fuck, baby, show them how you flip. Walk to the back and show them how you rip. Nova, baby, show them how you do. Three to the four, and one, two, three.
Another day, another in drama. Swimming upstream like I seem to drift past ya. Another cycle, climate change, another bit darker. So we drink faster, along with sorrows drowning. Dreams are trying to live larger. Live through the pain of what I've been part of. I built a thick armor and learned to hit harder. Seen events that made it hard believing in karma. Or finding faith in Yehoshua or Sid Harta. Yo, it's hard to even breathe. Still the answer is I do when they ask if I believe. I can't see a world without harm and hurt and greed. Till we give without asking to receive. Drop our own needs. Cause what the paper don't bring is a chance to wash away our own sins. And I ain't really sure if the focus is saving your skin or if we're judged on the day it all ends. Yo, I know I've done wrong, but who's to judge and see? Does my own perception lead to what becomes of me? Will I be punished in fires underneath? Or will I rise from the earth once my blood has ceased? Yeah, like a rose from these stones, once released as a soul from these bones. Through my sin instilled the love is what I hope will be shown. Either way, I know I won't be alone. I said, fuck living in pain. Nasty told me it's an oxymoron. And I agreed, seeing everything that was before gone. Still, I live it head up higher, cause we got to walk on. But still, when rapping back the pain, we got a lot to talk on. Yo, and a lot to drown. Still I'm pouring out these measures that we're knocking down. Making toast to all those now that's not around. And hoping that a better place now is what they found.
No fuck, baby, show them how you rip. Front to the back and rock them that shit. GB, baby, standing right behind him. Cause I always rock a brother when he's shining. GB, baby, this is how I do. Three to the four and the one to the two. Nova, baby, come and bring it back. One show more, them the softness of attack.
Let's go.
Yo, it's ending to the old, repping for the road, ready to explode. Stepping on your toes, dead on with the flow. Reminiscing those days, counting up the pennies from the dough. Try to cop a little credit for my phone. Now I'm steady on the road, handle pressure on my own. Swing my weapon, now I'm ready to behead them for the throne. New spitters in the game, levels them have grown. Had to hit them 10 times, better than they'd known. Stepping up, crushing them, levels must double them. Rappers going pop black, 7 up, bubbling. Fizzing out, lasting, it's something to add out. I'm an aware maker. Up and plucking their eyebrows. Yeah, I talk shit, fam, running up my mouth. Emotional fools, I'ma really give them something to cry about. Spitters them, I'm coming to iron out. Burn them out the building, they ain't putting my fire out. Kill them with the bars, yo.
Nova flipping the building.
Killing. I said now, Nova, baby, show them how you rock. One to the two and keep it nice and hot. GB, baby, standing right behind him, cause I always rock a brother when he's shining. Nova, baby, show them how you flip. Turn that shit round, show them how it's nice and ripped. Nova, baby, show them how you do.
Three to the four and one to the two.
Jesus.
That's how we get
came
down.
And destroyed that shit. Fucking hell.
Foobar Radio open mic. That was the sounds of Nova Flip and Greg Blackman on the hook. All freestyle business. Nova, how can people track you down? What are all the links if people want to hear more?
Yeah, everything is just Nova Flip. That's Nova with an R. So NovarFlip. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. .com, everything.
And what should people be looking out for? Like, what's the next projects or what? Any shows, anything like that?
The next project I've been working on, it's going to shock everyone a little. It's a bit different. It's called Damaged. It's a bit, it's a bit of a 808s and heartbreak inspired.
Straight out of North London.
Greg, you might have a competition. Like,
I'm kind of singing on it more than rapping.
Wow. But,
so that's coming. The first single should drop. It's called My Addiction. On the 23rd of this month.
Are you releasing it yourself?
Nice. I'm releasing the first single myself and then I'm kind of working out an arrangement for the album.
Nice.
I've got a few little ideas.
Are you linking with any artists on that project?
It's still Greg working. I think that's a good idea. Greg could get involved. I've got a singer called Eva Lazarus who's going to be featured on it.
Eva's wicked. She's ridiculous.
Sean and Prue's done quite a bit of the production. And my boy Donny Bravo and Danny Bones. So that's like my production team. I've gone about it in a different way, but like putting it together. I've started making my own beats and then bringing it to them.
Serious?
And like a lot of collaboration, just in vibes like that. So yeah,
very cool, guys. Round of applause to both of you. That was so fresh to have you bouncing off each other in the studio. That was the sounds of the Food Bar Radio Open Mic. That's how we get down Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. Myself, Sarah Love, and Mr.
Mice Diggy up in this mother lover.
That is right. And you know, it's only right that we round up every show with a very important part, which is,
are you taking a piss?
So you need to hit us up. It's at foodbarradio.com. Like, you know, you need to let us know what this week. We're British. Come on. You know how it is with being British. You've always got something to moan about.
You know what I mean?
You know? So
Get it off your chest and then you have a good week. It's Monday. You know, moody Mondays. You always got something to moan about just because you know it's the beginning of the week. Get it all out and the rest of the week is going to be fun.
And you can also find us on twitter.com.
I'm taking the piss with that vibrato. You might as well hit the fucking button right there.
We could hit the button on the vibrato.
Are you taking the piss?
To the vibrato. But and you can find us on Twitter as well. Send your tweets through. We're up out here in 5 minutes, so you've got to hit us up first. First of all, I've got my...
Are you taking the piss?
It's going to, well, no pun intended, but it's going to R. Kelly.
I didn't mean that.
One has to take it. We all know that. He donates that freely.
I think we're all above the age group of taking the piss from our
parents. Yeah, I think we all know.
No, but you must have seen how Dave Chappelle did that sketch.
I want to piss on you.
Yeah, pee on you. So recently, like a couple of weeks ago, R. Kelly did an interview with GQ magazine and they were like, so what do you think of Dave Chappelle? And R. Kelly's trying to pretend like he never heard of Dave Chappelle.
Don't lie.
He's trying to pretend he's never heard of Dave Chappelle.
What is that? Sorry, say what?
Yeah.
Excuse me, say what?
Literally, he was like, Dave Chappelle, no, it doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, wow. Get the hell out of here.
Kelly's
number
him.
One.
Are you taking the
My
pitch?
Number two
Are you taking the
has got to go to that fooly gal, Stacey Dash.
Are you taking the pitch?
She needs a hug or something.
What
man.
Is up with her, man? What's
she needs help.
Is it mid crisis or what's going on?
She's in denial of her roots, man. She needs some serious help.
So she's talking about she's saying that
she just hates black people by the sounds of it. But black. That's what she don't realize. Hey,
yeah, that's Fox, isn't it? Fox News that
that's why they hired her.
They're owned by Rupert Murdoch and they need someone to come in every now and then and just basically make it look like they're not just outrageously pushing propaganda, and so they need little Uncle Tom, and they found themselves an Uncle Tom in a nice skirt.
Uncle Tom, thank you very much. And then it was funny, there's this presenter Jemele Hill, she's a sports presenter in the States, and then she was like, you do realize Fox weren't messing with you until you started dissing black people, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
No one was messing with you until you were dissing black people.
That's why she's doing it then, she's carrying on with it.
Yeah, so you know there's some internal issues going on there. That's why I'm saying probably girl needs a hug. But Stacey Dash, come on man,
are you taking the piss?
I got quite a few for are you taking the piss. But no, Nova, what this week has made you say?
Are you taking the piss?
Boy, since you're here on the spot, I don't even want to talk about this, but there's an artist at the moment by the name of Alex Dutty.
Are we about to set off beef?
Say it.
I don't really like, I'm going to have to, just because this segment of the show, it doesn't make sense for me to say anything else. I could have not said his name, but fuck it. But he's got this song out for me at the moment. And,
You're joking.
And what it all stems from is just a debate we had on Facebook about a year ago or something about his song. It got like 6,000 comments. My Facebook got shut down. People were going mad because he did a song called Proud to Be White. And
wow.
I thought, let me check this out. Let me see his angle. I kind of got the angle he was trying to take it from. Mm-mm. But I just said my opinion on it, that it was kind of being undermining to the concept of white privilege in our society, and he kind of jumped in, and like rather than debating with us, he just got really aggressive and was like,
so what was he trying to say?
He was saying white privilege doesn't exist, and
so really,
and
we
he's
need
white. He's white.
He's white.
That's funny because I heard this, I misheard it completely. I believed up until now the song was called Proud to Be Shite.
Oh,
which is a title that
is very relevant. We need to hook him and Stacey Dash up on the remix. Proud to be shite.
Because going up to the two lost people.
Because
he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm proud to be white," and Stacey Dash would be like, "So am I."
Yeah, and they could be part of the Donald Trump campaign, and it'll just like blow up. Yeah. Greg, what this week then for you has really made you say,
"Are you taking the piss?"
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned this wig having goat fucker Donald Trump, and I just. I can't look at this cretin, this sour mountain of recycled toupee-wearing shite, right, without wondering for one moment if maybe, just maybe, we don't actually kind of deserve to be wiped out as a species. Because in no sane just society can that guy get to where he's gotten without someone going, I'm sorry, is this a big parody article? Is Jeremy Beadle going to come in with his funny hand and go, okay, stop, we were fooling you.
Oh my gosh.
Because this funny hand, allegedly.
I grew up in the 80s. I know how funny the hand was.
Greg is taking the piss. Okay, we got 1 minute. Mice, have you got
I got one. The guy that, there's an English guy who's going to play Michael Jackson in a film, and he's actually white.
Not Keith Lemon.
It's the brother of Voldemort. His brother's Voldemort, innit? It's Ralph Fiennes' brother.
Yeah, I was going to say Fiennes. True, like. Fiennes.
See, that's where we need the invention. You're talking about the grandma backhand slap. Get out of here. How are you casting some white English dude as Michael Jackson?
Yeah, but he's come out and said, look, I'm as surprised as you lot, but let's face it.
But I'm taking their money.
Yeah. And, you know, he was closer to my complexion than he was his original.
Okay, so he's breaking down the science. He's got science behind it. Speaking of science, I got a serious.
Are you taking the
going out to B.O.B. trying to say the world is flat?
Bless his little heart.
In a 10-second, we'll go out here in 10 seconds. Crazy. Everyone who thinks the world's flat, look, I'll get back to you next week, okay? Make sure you tune into FUBAR Radio. It's 4 till 6 p.m. Mondays. And coming up next,
we got Badge of Friendship with Claire Lim, Paul McCallum, and Ed Williams. Guys, thank you very much for being here. We'll see you, mother lovers, next week.
Yeah. All right.
Bless up.
Thank you.